This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A little matter of WMD we are certain exists in Libya.
We believe that these known missile and chemical agent storage facilities remain secure, and we've not seen any activity based on our national technical means to give us a concern that they have been compromised.
Keeping the chemical weapons away from any desperate hands as Libya's old regime dissolves and its loyalists seem determined to fight to the death. Who's guarding the weapons of mass destruction in Libya? The doomsday scenario that haunts the brave new world for the Libyan rebels. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. That little matter of WMD in Libya, it's for real this time, and it's a serious issue. We'll talk about it in just a moment. It's Thursday, August 25th. Celeste is out today, and Hurricane Irene leads the headlines, battering the Bahamas this morning with 115-mile-per-hour winds. It's a Category 3 storm, but it's gaining strength. The hurricane watch is now in effect for North Carolina's Outer Banks. Through the Virginia border, it extends this morning. Some mandatory evacuations are already underway. Irene is expected to grow to a Category 4 storm, possibly as early as today, and reach the Carolina coast this weekend. From there, forecasters predict the storm will track dangerously close to the mid-Atlantic coastline, bringing heavy winds and rains throughout the Northeast all weekend long. Deputy White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Americans all along the eastern seaboard should pay close attention to regional weather warnings.
What we would encourage people to do is to not just listen to the instructions and advice and orders that are given by local, state and local officials, but to actually follow those instructions.
Irene is, I mean, you may doubt this, but it's actually the case. It's the strongest Atlantic storm to threaten the U.S. since 2005. Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook, a 13-year veteran of Apple, is taking over for co-founder Steve Jobs as Apple's CEO. Cook has been running Apple's day-to-day operations since January. When Jobs went on medical leave, Jobs was diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer in 2004, but he announced his resignation in a letter yesterday. Apple shares fell more than 5% in after-hours trading on the news, and we're hearing from listeners, Mac and PC users, about how they think his stepping down will affect the company.
This is Don in Forest Hills, Queens. I've been a Mac user since 1984, and I don't see this as impacting Apple at all. I think they're going to continue moving. I think they've got gadgets up the wazoo, and they're just going to keep it coming.
Call us with your wazoo at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Libyan rebel leaders have posted a $2 million bounty now on Muammar Gaddafi's head this morning. NATO's special forces, meanwhile, are reportedly helping hunt down the fallen Libyan dictator. Yesterday, fighters loyal to Muammar Gaddafi released more than 30 foreign journalists who were captive at the Rixos Hotel, as we reported yesterday. But scattered fighting continues throughout Tripoli today. China's state news agency says the United States is exaggerating the threat posed by the Chinese military. That's in response to a new Pentagon report, which says China's military buildup in the Pacific is, quote, potentially destabilizing. Foreclosures made up roughly one-third of all home sales this past spring. Nevertheless, state and federal investigations into faulty bank paperwork have slowed down foreclosures from the first quarter of the year. And the Federal Reserve kicks off its annual summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today. It's a big economic story. Last year, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke used the event to announce a $600 billion plan to buy U.S. Treasury notes. There's speculation he'll discuss new ways to bolster the economy's recovery in remarks tomorrow. Asian markets and European indices are up this morning. Futures are mixed, bouncing around a little bit this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,320. The S&P opens at 1,177, and the NASDAQ, with the Apple news, will be under some pressure when it opens at 2,145. Coming up this morning, if presidential candidates want to win the White House, they have to win over independents. We're trying to determine the psyche of independents. Are they just coy folks? Can they not make up their minds? Or are they literally embracing positions that are far outside the two parties? We'll talk later this hour with Anna Sale, political reporter for itsafreecountry.org. We'll also take a step back from the latest in Libya to digest the meaning of this very revolutionary year for youths and revolts throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Robin Wright joins us. But first, Muammar Gaddafi stockpiled WMDs throughout his dictatorship, with him missing. Who has control of those weapons of mass destruction? We'll talk in a few minutes. And we want to follow the path of Irene, the hurricane. It's Category 3. It will become a Category 4. Head to our site. We have a map tracking its path. Go to thetakeaway.org, click on blog, and tell us your story.